Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you again on your Sunday morning. I hope today is maybe as you're traveling today, as you're going down the highways, you've turned it on to KBOE 104.9 FM. We want to thank you for listening today and being a part of Vital Ministries and also too of this radio broadcast this morning. And I just hope it's a word of encouragement as you travel. Just be safe out there and take your time and be watching the road at the same time. And also too, those of you who are headed for your church today, hope you have a blessed day at church, that you have a time of worship, a time of gathering together as brothers and sisters in Christ, and just that it's just a good time. And also, too, those of you who have shared with me, Mike, this is your Sunday morning service right where you're at home. Maybe you're outside working or you're doing something today. And again, we want to thank you for allowing us to be a part of your Sunday morning. Before we get started this morning, I got a few things that are coming up, some exciting things. We got something new actually coming this morning for Vital Men. Starting November 7th, we're going to start the first Sunday of every month through the winter months. Again, this is November 7th. We're going to have a Vital Men's Breakfast at Lighthouse Church in New Sharon, Iowa. And it's going to be a free breakfast. We'll come at 7, be done promptly at 8 o'clock. I promise you that. We'll get you in, get you out. And I think it'd just be a good time that we can come together as men. We'll have some good hearty breakfast, and then we'll go and get a good word from the Lord. And we'll go out, be encouraged with one another. And I just, again, that's November 7th, Vital Men Breakfast at Lighthouse Church in New Sharon, Iowa. And you're not going to want to miss out on that. It's going to be a great time. I hope all the men in the area can come together and join as men and just have a good morning of breakfast, good food, and good worship, or good as we worship the Lord and going through some time of His teaching. Also, too, it's getting that time again. November 14th, Vital Gathering is coming back up at Debbie's Celebration Barn. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a special speaker coming in this time, somebody that I believe is just outstanding. I'll be there. I'll be doing the opening and closing, but it'll just be a great time. So you're going to come and have food. We're going to have great music with the Vital Ministries Praise Band, and also too a good word from the Lord. And I think it'll be just a great time as we enter into the holiday season. With Halloween being over with, and also too, we'll be jumping in Thanksgiving on the horizon, and then Christmas. Can you believe it is here and it's upon us? What a great season it is, and it just brings a lot of joy into our lives. So again, you're not going to want to miss that on November 14th, Vital Gathering at Debbie's Celebration Barn. We are in our teaching this series this morning called Focus on Him. There are tons of distractions that I think that keep us from focusing on Jesus. Isn't it that true so much? See, this week in my mind, the distractions have been what I would say a lot of us have seen: the rising fuel costs. Man, are they rising? And even shortages in the grocery store. Believe it or not, it's unbelievable this is happening again, but people are buying up the toilet paper and we are losing our focus, and to a point I think folks were absolutely losing our minds in the process. You know, these are without a doubt trying times. Things that we have not experienced in our country, in our nation, especially even globally, as things are going. We watch on the news, we watch these big ships out there unable to dock to get rid of their goods and to that are distributed within our nation. And it's just taking time during this unbelievable time that we've experienced. But let's get out of that negative and go to what I believe is what's true, what our focus should be. And I think the greatest way today to focus towards Christ is to live in kindness. Glenn Campbell, he wrote a song called Try a Little Kindness. And I'd like to read a few words of those lyrics. And I believe that will set the stage for our teaching today as we focus in on Him, as we try a little kindness. And here are a few of the lyrics. But before we get there this morning, reading that, I'm thinking some of you have probably never heard of that song. And without a doubt, that's dating me and dating some of the people who know it. But I think the lyrics on this song is be something that will be a word of encouragement as it sets up what I think our teaching this morning of having kindness, and which will help bring about our focus in our life. It says this in the lyrics: if you see a brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed, and if you see a sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. And then he goes, you've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Just shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness of a narrow-minded people on a narrow-minded street. Man, isn't that so true today? Showing kindness, man, we lack it. For those who are older, again, this song is, Glen Campbell was a big hit. But I believe that song kind of helps us put perspective in things today. If we truly will show a little kindness in the world in which we live. This morning, I want you to open your Bibles. We're just going to kind of open with this portion of in the Bible, but there's another piece I'm going to share with this that we're going to go in depth with a little bit more this morning. If you go to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, it says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This verse is loaded with great words and right living, aren't they? But today we're going to focus on Christ with the fruit of the Spirit, which is kindness. I want to pose a question to you this morning. If you were to ask someone close to you, am I a kind person? How would they answer it? Man, I know about you, but the rubber really hits the road with that question, does it, this morning? And I'm challenged by the question myself. Does my life reflect kindness? Do I show light into the world of kindness to other people? See, I think what's happened to us through the pandemic, we have frayed our nerves. People have become intolerant, angry, bitter, and for some, I would say, hateful. We have shortages of not enough and people in the workforce and a lot of time waiting. We've exchanged kindness for meanness. It's hard to differentiate people, in my mind, who are believers and people who simply live in the world. The same cold-hearted meanness goes on both sides. Watch traffic sometimes. Right now in Iowa, it's harvest season and farmers are on the move and on the highways. And with that, going down the highways and down the roads, we'll see combines, tractors, wagons, all going down from a four-lane highway down to a two-lane highway and even down rock roads, slowing traffic. You would think we'd be a little bit more and give a little bit more grace in the midst of this harvest season, but people are in a hurry. Slow down for a minute. That's not in my schedule. No kindness for most isn't shown in times like this. So how do we get our hearts back on the right track? How do we get back in line with, I believe, from the fruit of the Spirit of kindness? I want us to open up our Bibles this morning. We're going to go to Luke chapter 6 and look at verses 32 through 34 this morning. Excuse me, 32 through 36. And we're going to see these are red letter words. These are words that Jesus himself spoke to the people, to the crowds. And he says this. He says, if you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, why should you get credit? Again, even sinners will lend to other sinners for a full return. Jesus says this. He goes, love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid, and your reward from heaven will be very great. And you will truly be acting as children of the Most High. For he is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate, just as your Father is also compassionate. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on in those verses this morning. As we dig in a little bit today, I'm hoping we can get a better understanding. My first point this morning, if you're home, is this, and you're writing things down. Point number one, showing kindness by doing good deeds. Now, I'm not saying do good deeds to your buddies, but good deeds to your enemies. Or maybe better put, people you simply don't much care for. We all have them in our lives, don't we? We have those peoples that rub us wrong. People that we just don't much care to be around. People that we just don't like. We all have them, don't we? But God commands us to love. And it doesn't mean that I have to go out and hang with people I don't much care for, but God commands me to love them and to show kindness. I want to share an example from my dad this morning that taught me huge lessons of showing kindness. See, my dad, back a long time ago when I was a young man, when I was still at home, my dad, he at our church, he was at the time, he had gotten over, the Lord had helped him conquer alcoholism. And Dad was a changed man. There were things, Dad was making strides in his faith. But one of the things that, as Dad was on the, he sat on the church council, he was on the church board. My dad couldn't ever conquer smoking. And that was something that was on the outside, and that was one of the requirements to be on the church board. Can't drink, can't smoke, and all those other things, right? All outward expressions. One of the church board members was really frustrated with the pastor of allowing my dad to be on the church board at the time. And that pastor said, why don't you go out and get to know Phil? Why don't you befriend him? Why don't you just hang out with him? Get to know him better. Now, these two men, in all honesty, were direct opposites of one another, even though they were still in the same trade with each other. And what happened with that, I found with this man, is he tried to befriend my dad, because to be honest with you, my dad didn't, at the time, didn't have much care for this guy. This guy was what I would say, he had kind of a rigid personality. He wasn't what a lot of terms that we say, wasn't a sticky person, someone that you just simply like to go out and hang out with. But both of these men, I think, let things go and let their guard down. And interestingly enough, they became friends. Matter of fact, they came to friendship to so much that this man, and actually another man by the name that another man that has passed away, worked together. See, back in the 80s, when the 80s hit, work became real thin. A lot of residential housing and things, it just didn't happen at that time. So what happened is these three men joined together and they started pouring concrete, pouring streets in our community in Oskaloosa. These men became really good friends with each other. They poured streets. Matter of fact, they went out and they poured in our community. It was called Santa Clara Apartments. They're still there today. And those men went out and poured the roads and they poured the pads for the houses, the apartments that sit on those today. And I look back and I reflect at that time when my dad and this other man just didn't much care for each other. But through the fruit of the Spirit of kindness, these men became friends. Matter of fact, these men, with the exception of the one that has passed away, all became lifelong friends. They share life with each other. They talk about life. And it taught me a big lesson that sometimes you have to lower your guard with other people that you might sometimes don't much care for and allow God to work. And next thing you know, you become friends. See, showing kindness of good deeds is something that should be a part of our lives in our Christian faith. Doing good to each other and showing kindness might just change your perspective on that person who you don't much care for. That's without a doubt happened in this relationship with my dad and his friend. That was big for me. And it showed me so much in my life of how if I can put my trust back in God and also to sometimes lower my guard, it's also awful easy to see and look down and be critical of other people, of what you think they're, who, what they're doing and what they're not doing, especially in faith, especially in the church. But I think it's good for us sometimes to show a little kindness and show good deeds to one another. And the next thing you know, a friendship can come out of that. Which brings me to point number two. Kindness by lending and not getting back. Man, I tell you what, lending money is not always easy. And I think a lot of times when we lend money, we literally got to look at it. Probably good odds it's never going to be given back to us, unlike a bank. I have a good friend of mine in a local bank here, and he's my banker, and we have become friends, and I like him. He's really close to the Missouri border where he lives, where he has his farm with his son, and his father still lives, and I like hanging out with this guy. He'd make a good Missourian by how he talks. He's good to hang out with, but He's a banker, and when I borrow money from him, I got to pay it back. I'm not going to get the exception of not doing that. It's always the expectation of that I have to pay it back. But this one time, I had this employee who worked for me. This young man, he was on the rough side of the road, and he had a wife and kids. And man, I tell you what, I never had so much faith of wanting to try to help him and his family. At the time, they had lived in a trailer house. Never, they were renting. They never owned anything in their life, not a thing. Well, anyway, there's an opportunity that came up, and that through a program for the government, this house came up, and he was able to help get this home. But I had to help him. I had to lend money to him for the down payment. I had to help this guy at the time. And at the time, I really wanted to help him. And they got their home. I wish, you know, this story, I wish there was a good ending to it, but there isn't. See, what happened was is that I found out later that when he got this home, that he never made his payments like he should have. And eventually he lost his home, and eventually he lost his credibility with me because of what he had done. But see, I don't regret helping him. I don't regret lending him the money, because that's one of the things that kindness through the power of the Holy Spirit showed me what to do. See, kindness by lending and not getting back is sometimes what we do as Christian brothers and sisters. It kind of helps keep our hearts soft. It kind of helps us to do things that people who at times just need a helping hand. But when we lend money, folks, sometimes to other people, especially other people who don't know Christ or in depth with Him, I think it's a portion of our lives that God is trying to entrust in us, trying to help us keep our hearts soft, help us to see other people through a different light. I encourage you this morning that maybe showing kindness by lending is something maybe the Lord is challenging you to do. Showing kindness by, because you've had things, you've been blessed in so many different ways. I love those stories when I hear of men and women who have shared kindness by simply lending, giving out of their own pockets. And sometimes we simply don't receive because the money's not going to be given back. That's what God does. He calls us to do that, which brings me to point number three. Kindness will get you a reward. See, in these verses that I read this morning, one of the verses that strikes me says this. The verse says, "Great is your reward by the Most High God." See, by giving the reward, it says, that's God the Father here, because He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Man, isn't that true? See, when I look at that verse, I see things in my own life. Places of where I've been ungrateful. Places of which I have absolutely been wicked. All of us have. Yet God, through His kindness, sent His Son, Jesus. The kindness. See, through kindness, folks, you get a reward. This past week, I had an opportunity. One of the men that was once in Vital Men, he's going through a real difficult time in his life. His marriage is broken. He is this man. He's actually really trying to do his best to take care of his children. And what he's doing, he's had to acquire a small apartment. He's relying on all what he's got, as far as income is concerned. And I had one of our Vital Men came up to me and said, "Mike, I really see the need for this man. And I'd like to contribute to Vital Ministries and help him. I don't want to give it a donation through me. Matter of fact, I want to keep it silent. I want it to go through Vital." And he brought to me the need that was going on. So I reached out first to the place of where he worked. I reached out to his employer, and the interesting thing is the monies that the Vital Man gave me, the other man matched. So it was a nice gift that we were able to give this guy. So what would happen during lunchtime? The man in which the place he worked called him out. He said, "Hey, meet us out here, and Mike with Vital Ministries wants to talk to you." So he comes out and he shares a little bit of a story, and man, the tears are just flowing. Man, this guy, he's just broken. He's just, things in his life just seem absolutely upside down. And I said, you know what? We at Vital Ministries, we want to gift you today. We want to help you on the road as you're trying to travel a hard situation in your life right now. So I gave him a check and an envelope, and I gave it to him. And man, did the tears start flowing. He wept bitterly. I grabbed him. I hugged on him. I told him I loved him. I told him that Jesus loved him. And I said, can we pray with you this morning? And this is pretty cool. The place of where his work, his boss was there. Now, this is a place that has a great amount of employees. And you just don't see this, but this man who has this company loves his men. And so what we did is I said, hey, I want you to pray first. So it was so cool. This man who was also his employer, but also is a man who loves Jesus and who wants to show kindness, prayed over his employee. Man, then the tears started come out of his eyes. He just wept as he prayed over this young man. And so then I prayed. I prayed a word of encouragement over him. And after it was all over, we gave him a big hug. We told him we loved him. And we just said, hey, here's, again, just take this, use this. We know there's a lot of need that's going on in your life. He turned around, left us, went back and had his lunch. And I believe without a shadow of a doubt, we showed kindness to this young man and to his family. And see, folks, great is your reward when you bless people. And the reward for me today, on that day, wasn't about that God gave me anything financially, but the reward for me was the tenderness of my own heart. God helped me to see some things that were pretty incredible. That was the highlight of the week of what happened there, of simply showing a little kindness. See, I want to read for you a portion of scripture this morning out of Psalms 136. And I want you to do that on your own if you have time. And I'm just going to read a few of the verses this morning. But it says a lot about love. But I want you to change the word love to kindness, because it kind of gives you a different perspective, a perspective that I believe will help us all this morning and help our hearts stay, but I would say, kind and soft. Starting with verse 1, it says this: give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful kindness endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful kindness endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful kindness endures forever. Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful kindness endures forever. One more verse. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful kindness endures forever. See, folks, kindness is big, especially in times like this. I'm going to go back to the song, and I want to read it to you because I think it's so important of Glen Campbell, that I think it helps us gain things in perspective. And I hope that today, if you see a brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed, show kindness. Help give that person a break. And if you see a sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. Man, we've all had that, haven't we, in our lives? People who have helped us in moments of when we've sowed bad seed or when we're simply going the wrong way. Another person will help us, guide us back, and show a little kindness. See, you've got to have a little kindness. Just show a little kindness. Just shine your light for everyone to see. The light is Christ. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness. I think the blindness sometimes can be in our own eyes. Of a narrow-minded people, of a narrow-minded street. Folks, I hope this encourages you today to show a little kindness. As you focus on Jesus himself, focus on him, show kindness, love on people who don't love you back. It's hard today. We are in hard, trying times, but kindness will overturn hard hearts and bring your focus back to Christ. Will you pray with me this morning? Dear Jesus, again, I want to thank you again for another day. Thank you for the kindness that you show to us. And I pray that you should help us to show kindness to other people in a time that we need kindness so much, in which our world has literally been turned upside down and people are struggling to show kindness to each other. Help us through our faith that people will see light in us because of the light that you brought in our hearts, that we live it, that we live in the midst of our faith in you by living a life of kindness and simply caring for people. For a man who's going the wrong way, who sowed bad seed, or a sister who's done the same. Help us to love people and to show kindness. In your name I pray. Amen. Folks, I hope this word this morning has been a word of encouragement to show a little kindness to people in moments of struggle, of trial, and showing kindness to people who are your enemies. God commands it. Help us to be that kind of brother and sister in Christ today who show a little kindness. I want to thank you for listening this morning. I'm Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.